Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Which all-time wide receivers would you want CeeDee Lamb to study to improve his game? Now, Corey, correct me if I'm wrong, but this kind of comes off of the idea that Justin Jefferson, who still is so glad he didn't have to go to Philadelphia, is studying other NFL receivers to try to make himself a better wide receiver.
Yeah, I saw this. The Star Tribune in Minnesota. But Shireen Williams, who works for Pro Football Focus, so you know it's really good if it's coming from her. She put this story together and said he said he's looking at Davante Adams, Odell Beckham Jr., and Keenan Allen. You know, he had 88 catches, 1,400 yards, 7 touchdowns, had probably, you know, the best rookie season of any receiver and was fantastic. And now he's like, okay, how do I get better? What do I need to do? How can I craft my game to be an even better receiver for this team opposite Adam Thielen? So he said he's been watching Davante Adams. He said he's one of my favorite receivers. They have fancy footwork, nice moves they put on their routes, definitely trying to steal some of their moves and add it to mine. And so that kind of got me thinking, like, all right, Amari Cooper's at a point where I'm not saying, hey, go watch these guys. I'm sure that he probably does that on his own, you know, like he probably does his own thing. But CeeDee Lamb's still at a very young and impressionable age. His body type, what he needs to learn, what he can be better at, and we could even add this to Michael Gallup if we want to. But 877-881-1053. Who are you telling for two different things right now? Who are you telling CeeDee Lamb to go watch? And my reason being, if I tell CeeDee Lamb to go watch Jerry Rice, Jerry Rice played a different game than CeeDee Lamb's playing right now.
Sure.
And what CeeDee Lamb can get out of watching, I don't know, the Beckhams, the Keenan Allens, is probably how do they get pass interference called against them? Like, what little thing, because pass interference is called so much more than it was during, Jerry Rice is the best receiver ever.
Yeah.
But he probably, I don't know how many times pass interference got thrown at him, you know? And so I'm wondering, go watch some of Tom Brady's receivers and see how they get pass interference so often, especially whenever they're going downfield. What are the little things that you can get that will be to your advantage, not just you catching the ball and moving upfield, but all the other elements that you can add that really strike fear in a cornerback? So as much as I want him to go get the work ethic of some of the great receivers that we saw from our time, you know, the Michael Irvin work ethic that just he's out there running at nighttime with, you know, a weighted vest on, just putting in that extra work. I want that.
Making sure he's got his haircuts.
Yep, exactly. First. Exactly. Those are the things that but I want him to watch somebody now. But CeeDee Lamb is not Julio Jones. Right? Like, he's not the physical, not the same physical person as Julio Jones. So I'm not trying to comp CeeDee Lamb, but I want to know, like, who can we say that's a dude you need to go check out because it's going to make your steps better this year, too.
Can I rattle off some suggestions and you think if that maybe is a more appropriate comp or you see things that you can study, I guess, from that person? From the 469, Wes Welker or Steve Smith?
Interesting. Because
Steve Smith's short, right? Both those guys are really short.
And they're Steve small.
Steve Smith was strong. Like, that was his most known for, and that's what Bill Parcells was saying. He was like, Terrence Newman has his hands full this week because Steve Smith will put his arms through you.
And because of his build, we don't necessarily view, not to say he's CeeDee Lamb's not strong, but we don't really view him as a strong wide receiver because of his build.
Yeah, I think he looks wiry, right?
Yes.
And you're like, hey, he's more, in my opinion, more elusive than he is like just overpowering strong. But hey, man, put that work in the offseason after a full year of an NFL program. That body can beef up just a little bit. I mean, look how much Amari Cooper beefed up going into last season. Yeah. I thought Amari Cooper was a little heavy, but he might have been saying, I needed that to make it through the full season healthy. My first thought was Stephon Diggs. Like, okay. Stephon Diggs, and he's just giving all the credit in the world to Cole Beasley right now. And, hey, man, Cole Beasley had an exceptional season. But Stephon Diggs is the kind of guy that can get things going at the line of scrimmage. He can, his movement around the line of scrimmage, he finds little pockets. He's able to do so many different things, and he has grown as a receiver. And plus, I think that you have a very similar body type and speed type with those two guys. So whenever you're taking on bigger cornerbacks, whenever you're taking on smaller cornerbacks, I would say check out Stephon Diggs' games. But again, that's a younger player. And also, now he has to go up against Trayvon Diggs every week. Do you steal a move from
his
brother?
What better way to learn?
Say, I stole that from your brother this week.
From the 972, I would want CeeDee Lamb to study Chad Johnson's footwork.
Yeah,
if
man.
So, I think he would be on another level, and it would make his career longer. That last part is particularly interesting.
Footwork making your career longer?
I think so.
Because I was discussing this, Mike, last night with my father-in-law. Michael Young had the quickest hands I think that I'd ever seen. Am I wrong about that? Whenever you watched him swing, I thought he could turn on anything inside. He had a big swooping bat, but I always thought he had very quick hands.
He had good hands, obviously, to get 200 hits every year, but I think that would be, I think, a reach when it comes to like Ken Griffey Jr., okay. Barry Bonds. I mean, there's probably not a lot, but... I mean, there's guys that probably had quicker hands because I think of like trying to beat Barry Bonds inside as he stood on top of the plate was really tough to do. And you could beat Michael inside.
Okay.
I mean, not all the time, but you could.
But that is one of the things in baseball. If you have that and you lose it.
Right. When my dad faced Hank Aaron or Henry Aaron, he had a slider bat speed at that point. Now, that's the end of his career when he's with the Milwaukee Brewers. And everybody's like, at this point, he cheats for the fastball. And he has a slider bat speed, which means you need to take something off for him to be on time. But that was at the end of his career. Before then, obviously, he could crush any fastball.
Yeah, so Kevin, for this time, that's probably dead on to beat people now. The other things can come later on in his career.
And that was going to be my thought, too, is if
is it
you
later
have,
yet?
Yeah, no, well, yeah, I was going to say, if your footwork is better, then you would have that another advantage when some of those physical abilities fade on you. Here's the ultimate wide receiver. Study. Now, some of these I don't think we can achieve. Study and train like Jerry Rice, run and catch like Randy Moss, and dominate like Calvin Johnson. Now,
that's Kyle Pitts, right? Isn't that what we're learning, Mike?
But just like 25 pounds bigger.
To your point, Kevin, there's some names that have come up here who absolutely are incredible receivers. I just don't know how you learn that, right?
Like
Randy Moss comes up, and
like
I don't know how
Moss?
You. Randy Moss is just cold as hell.
Yeah.
Like I don't know how you learn to be Randy Moss. Like somebody else put up,
but
DeAndre
I support
Hopkins.
It.
I don't know how you learn to just be always open. You know, like that's, and maybe it's, there's some little techniques that after watching the whole bunch, you're like, okay, well, this is how he creates a little bit of separation. But there's times where it's just like, it's not even the separation. He's just up there muscling folks and getting the ball. So I'm not even sure necessarily how that happens, but maybe you're able to watch them with enough frequency, you can see those little things.
That's I didn't see that name come through. That is somebody I would definitely say watch everything he does, especially with their frames, their frame. I would tell CD to watch DeAndre Hopkins all the time to see, like, again, Reggie's dead on. When we talk about him being the dude that just throw it over there, he's going to catch
it.
But Reggie's right. Even if somebody's all up on him, he finds a way to get his arms out or get it around their bodies or whatever. And he's not overpoweringly physical, but he's always going to have position on you.
If we go a little further back, and I saw this name come up in the description, I am intrigued by. From the 585, wherever that is, Lynn Swann, all that grace and body control that he used to refine his God-given talent. Now, that's a thing where we said, do you just learn how to run faster? Maybe not. Though there are ways you can get faster, but body control. Study Lynn Swann for the body control aspect of it.
Yeah, man, absolutely. Somebody said Marvin Harrison.
And, oh, I wouldn't be saying that name.
Okay, well, you don't have to learn everything that Marvin Harrison did and replicate it.
Is this, what do you mean? Is this a deep state thing, Reggie?
I mean, look, I don't take no chances. Okay. But I mean, one question I did have with Lynn Swann, I guess a little bit to the degree of one of that other dude y'all was talking about. How much do you worry about looking back too far to guys and saying that maybe the studying that player does not help you in the modern era?
Okay. And I think that's a fair point, but for this particular aspect, mm-hmm. I think it works. The body control. Like, there are things of separation and stuff. Although, if you could create separation then, you should be able to create separation just fine now. But I think body control is something that you could take a look at that would kind of translate eras. But I think you're right. If you look too far back, there are so many elements of the passing game and the passing rules that have changed that some could get lost. But this is one particular aspect I think would work.
This is interesting from the 3-2-5. Obviously, they said they threw DeAndre Hopkins in there. But is that how to attack the defender and the football like Chris Carter? And then how to break down defenders and concentration while catching like Ed McCaffrey. And Ed McCaffrey, I think, had a catch while he broke his freaking leg. You know, like that's...
Oh, my Lord.
That, I consider that concentration.
I hope he doesn't do that.
Okay, yes. Yes, Mike.
What if it was
you.
The game-winning catch in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, that's fine. You can heal. you can recover in the offseason.
I would rather it, I guess, be, though, like at an early playoff because then he has more time to recover in the offseason. I don't know.
He would rather it be in the Super Bowl. Okay. You could ask him that, and he'd be like, oh, yeah, sure, done.
And some people throw in Andre Reed in the mix. I don't remember Andre Reed's game that much. I just know because I didn't watch a lot of AFC football when I was growing up. I just watched a lot of that, but they also threw T.Y. Hilton, obviously body frame too.
And see, this is interesting. From the 972, y'all said all-time receivers, and now you're talking about Cole Beasley and Steve Smith, LOL. But like, I think that loses the fact that like, how much did you get out of your ability versus how much ability you had? Like, you look at Cole Beasley, and he looks like he would star in the remake of Rudy. And so the fact that he has done well in the NFL, I think, really speaks to there's something that you can study about him. Same thing with Steve Smith. I'm not saying that makes you the best, but we feel like CeeDee Lamb already has these natural gifts that would put him far ahead of Cole Beasley, but studying certain aspects of what made these players great could make him even better.
Absolutely, and that's why I pointed that out as well. Like, you can learn a lot of things from watching the old receivers. You can, dude, Michael Irvin boxed you out. Like, once he turned his back to you and squared his shoulders to the football, you weren't getting around him to get the football. And then when he got the ball in his hands and his feet were playing it on the ground, which direction is he twisting to? And that's whenever you got beat as a cornerback, because if he twisted left and you tried to go on his right hip, he was too strong for you to outmatch. But look at the all-time leading receivers in yards over in the top 10, Kevin. There are two. There's Charlie Hennigan in 1961 had 1,700 yards, and then there is like Jerry Rice and Isaac Bruce in the 90s. Everything else is from recent times, because what's happening right now is the league is changing to more passing. Hey, let's throw the ball all over the yard. How are those guys taking advantage of the rules that are in place for them right now?
This one is interesting from the 469. I would want CeeDee Lamb to study Hines Ward. CeeDee has more natural ability than Hines, but Ward was the ultimate humble receiver who would block, take on inside linebackers, and come up smiling after every big hit.
Wasn't he the dirtiest blocker too? Like, that crackback block was, they were like, dude, you can't do this anymore. They created a rule. They were like, the way he does it is just
lethal.
Would
you be proud if he had a rule created for you?
Yes.
Or kind of a okay.
Yes.
Does anybody know if CeeDee Lamb's working with, like, who he's working with in the offseason?
That's a good question.
That
Mike.
Is a great question.
I've not seen videos, and it does look like a lot of footwork. I know, and some people hate this.
I know Michael Irvin works with current wide receivers.
He was doing footwork in the sand. And I know, like, everybody gets mad because that didn't help the Hot Boys for a while, but I think it might help CeeDee Lamb a little bit.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.